Hey everybody, it's Radio Free Nintendo, episode 407, and I am your host, James Jones. With me today is nobody, because actually right now we're recording the intro by myself for the episode that we recorded a few days ago. You see, I had the bright idea that maybe we should just record ourselves playing Smash Brothers. We'll go ahead and take the video from that and throw the audio and video together and release it out on YouTube, which we've done. The crew decided they also wanted to go ahead and release this as a full episode. So you'll get to hear us talking about the games we're playing, and you'll get to hear us talking a bit about how we feel about Smash Brothers and, you know, what our online experiences have been, what our gameplay experiences have been, what characters we like. But it's kind of a weird listen if you're not pairing it with the video. So while certainly I consider go ahead and listening to this, I would also strongly encourage you to go watch the video. You'll get the same audio experience. You'll get to hear all of our conversation, but you'll also get it paired to video. John and I are responsible for extraordinary bouts of stupidity that are perpetuated upon Guillaume and Johnny. It's a really interesting video to watch, and I'm hoping we'll do more things like this in the future. However, as a bonus to those of you listening to the podcast who haven't turned it off already, and if you have, shame on you for not getting through my intro. Something arrived in the mail this week. You know, we decided to do this because of the holiday, and I was surprised to get this right before I left for my Thanksgiving plans. And it's from Johnny, which is even stranger to get mail from Dr. Met. He doesn't care enough to usually send me anything, and it touched me. It touched me. John just leaves me out there and doesn't send me anything. He doesn't even tell me the time of day. He was supposed to call me tonight and he hasn't even. Not important. Not important. Let's just. Guillaume only wants me for my audio, but that's fine. That's fine. Let's just get back to what's important. So Johnny sent me a thing in an envelope, and it comes with this note, and it reads: I bought this game in Russia, 2003, and this hilarious manual came with it, and then in large letters, enjoy. Now, Dr. Metz didn't sign this, which is appropriate, you know, things you should do when you send somebody a letter, but that's fine. I understand. This isn't Miss Manners the podcast. We're not going to critique him too hard. But what also was in there was a Game Boy Advance manual of Driver 2 Advance. Now, I didn't know that the Driver series made its way to the GBA, but that's not particularly surprising. Everything was on the fucking GBA. It's not shocking at all that it's there. I haven't read this. When I was messing with lighting conditions to make sure I could read it while recording this, I caught a couple words. They frightened me, mostly. I saw a mention of a Jedi Starfighter. I mean, this is the Driver series. You drive cars and engage in shady criminal dealings. God help us. You're going to get to hear me read it for the first time. I will not stop no matter how egregious this gets. I suspect it will get quite egregious. So opening up the manual, we get the normal warning page. Yeah, this looks like they've just copied this straight out of another GBA game, so nothing particularly interesting here. So now actually the first page of the manual. It's black text on dark red background, which makes it super easy to read. Go ahead, thank you, Russian video game pirates. During your advanced bonus missions, big arrows and minigame pictures mark the entrance into each minigame. Park your vehicle on the picture for more minigame action! Exclamation point. I'm not going to diagram that sentence. They're basically saying there's arrows and icons on the map. You can put your car there and you can play a minigame. Okay, I get it. English, not your first language. Understand, get the point. We're fine. Complete the advanced bonus missions and rescue the Ringmaster for second time to view the mission accomplished screen. Press the A button to be awarded a new rank, new vehicle, a password, and to advance to Zooland. So you have to complete each minigame twice to go to Zooland. So you just buy a fucking ticket, but that's fine, fine. Then it says under that simply, Zooland in all caps. Sure. Basic missions. 1. Catch all the escaped monkeys. Catch all the escape monkeys. Sure. Two, collect all the missing penguins. It's fucking Zooland, sure. Mini games, huh? Was the basic missions versus mini games? Whatever. Racing, well, a driver, yeah, sure. Chase and stop the monkeys to get to get the zoo uniforms back. Why do you need a car to catch monkeys? They're monkeys. Why do they have zoo uniforms? Again, this is not Planet of the Apes. This is Driver 2. Granted, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes did have a Game Boy Advance game. It's fucking awful. But that's probably not what this is from, because I don't think they lived in Zooland. Regardless. Minigame 2. Arcade. Save the tourist clothes / items from the monkeys. What the f- All right, so monkeys just steal clothes. All right, fine. Fine. In this weird version of Driver, they steal clothes. Final mission. After completing the basic missions and beating the minigames, you must rescue the zookeeper. I don't remember this part of the movie we bought a zoo, but then I don't remember any part of the movie we bought a zoo because I was drinking heavily. Page 2. This page is numbered. Page 1 wasn't numbered, but okay. Side-scrolling action. Force jump. Oh, dear. There's a little icon here of an arrow. It says, force jump. Reach platforms not accessible by the normal jump. There's another little icon of a little circle. Force push. Oh, God, we're in some kind of Star Wars thing. Push away opponents and obstacles out of the way. And there's a little starburst. It says, super force push. Send forth a wave of pure force energy affecting everything else. God damn it. Driver 2 is the new Star Wars spinoff movie. Great. 3D action. So we're just cribbing from all kinds of things. Force slowdown. Slow the world down to quickly escape tricky situations. Force auto lock. If the force meter is above 75%, you can activate the auto target feature of the Jedi Starfighter. Once enabled, the force meter will slow down. So, I'm not going to stop this and do the research to figure out what game they cribbed this from. I would assume there was an Episode 1 or an Attack of the Clones or a Revenge of the Sith game on the Game Boy Advance. Probably the first one of the first two. And in it, you had a 3D minigame section where you controlled a starfighter. I'm guessing it had nothing to do with the monkeys. That's probably from some bullshit Game Boy Advance game for, I don't know, the Wild Thornberries movie. If I had to guess. Soldiering on to page 3. More shit from Star Wars. Invulnerability. Not available in the Jedi Starfighter. You're driving a car, so that's probably not a big deal. This allows you to become invulnerable to damage. This is much less effective in a borrowed speeder. The invulnerability icon will be red when chasing Zam through the Coruscant. It will be green when chasing Count Dooku to the hangar. So there we go. This is from episode 2. Power-ups. Health. Increase your health by finding a power-up. When the health meter is depleted, you will lose a life. Extra life. Gain an extra life to your total amount of lives remaining with this power-up. When you lose all of your lives, the game is over. The Force. Find the Force power-up to increase your available force, as shown in the Force meter. See The Force, in all caps, on page 11 for more information. Well, problem. Just flip to the back page. It ends at 4. So, I guess I won't find out how The Force affects Driver 2. I don't know how Johnny was able to play this game. This is worse than the invasion of the Crimean Peninsula. This is... Putin must answer for this. Page 4. Are you fucking kidding me? Page 4 immediately jumps to describing level 6. There's been no level descriptions up until this point. We're going to start with level 6. And it's Tusken Village. Control Anakin as he tries to find his mother. Shimmy. That's not even them screwing up. That's just George Lucas drinking. In the Tusken Village, watch for the Tusken Raiders and find their pet Massifs. Massifs? Like Mastiffs? Use the force and rock formations to get in the air. Now, next to this description of the Tusken Village is the silhouetted picture, although badly, badly fucking pixelated, of the head of the you know, stylized black and white driver that you see on the front of driver games. Level 7, Path of Geonosis. Obi-Wan Kenobi ascends the paths of Geonosis. Jump and fight your way through the Geonosian warriors guarding the entrance to the Geonosian droid factory. And then next to that is a part of a picture of a Pontiac GTO. Sure. Sure, I mean, that would have made this movie better. Or being any other movie would have made that movie better. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right now. And now we're actually to the warranty page. So again, page 11 not to be found here because page 11 isn't in this manual. To be honest, I'm not even sure why they included the manual at this point. To keep the charade going? I mean, you're buying a video game in Russia. It's probably not real. But I've already spotted a problem with the warranty, and I'm going to go ahead and start it right away. So the driver franchise, as I recall, is not, you know, from Konami, but Konami of America Incorporated warrants to the original purchaser of this Konami software that this product, that the medium on which this computer program is recorded, is free from defects and materials and workmanship for a period of 90 days from the original date of purchase. This Konami product is sold as is without expressed or implied warranty of any kind, which is not true because the first statement was a warranty. And Konami is not liable for any losses or damages resulting from the use of this program. Konami agrees to the period of 90 days, so obviously they stole this thing from Konami. Specifically, this store, you can see this at the bottom, from Air Force Delta Storm, is a trademark of Konami Corporation, copyright 1991, 2002, Konami and Mobile 21 Co. Limited. All rights reserved. So yeah, Johnny sent me a bootleg Driver 2 manual that has nothing to do with Driver 2 except for the stolen art on the front, badly copied. The back of the manual is just red. Just fucking red. I mean, why? Why even bother? Why fucking even bother? Why not just not put it in there? I mean, at some point, they've already got your money. You've opened up their bootleg box that probably looks like it was printed on a freaking Xerox. What does having a manual in there, I mean, as much as I'm thinking about Attack of the Clones aside, what does that get you? Were you going to really take it back to the stall you bought this thing from? Look, man, I know this is a bootleg, but this manual is not in the box, and I need this for my collecting. CIB only in this house, sir. Russia, man. Russia, we got talk. We have to have a chat. Like, beyond all this recent unpleasantness, we got a problem. We got a problem right here in my hands. This shit's got to stop. You're on notice. That's all I'm going to say about it. You're on notice. And with that, if you're still listening to this for some reason, we're going to go ahead and start talking about Smash Brothers. From this point forward, it's all stuff that is paired with the video on the YouTube feed. I have a link in the show notes. But if you want to listen to us talk about Smash Brothers and talk about the game, even though you really can't see it, we try to describe it. It's a little tricky because we're somewhat distracted. There is some background noise, people playing with their controllers because people didn't follow my directions. Keep their controllers away from the microphone! Everything's fine. So, enjoy. Or if you want, go ahead and watch the YouTube video. Like I said, it'll be in the show notes. And I said, hopefully we get to do this again. It was a lot of fun. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with listener mail. We're pretty far behind on that. And maybe some new business. Maybe we'll talk more about Smash Brothers. We got a little distracted in this one. We didn't get as much talking in as I'd like. So I'm sure there's plenty more to say. And with that, Super Smash Brothers for Wii U is now.
Okay. And, awesome. And John, when you're ready, yep, you just push L and R.
Woo!
I didn't have to do that, by the way.
So, by the way, we're officially on the show now.
Yes.
Sweet.
So, I'm curious. This is the first time the four of us have played. I played Guillaume a little bit, and I think
John and I played on Saturday for quite a few hours.
Yep. Okay, good.
Mm. But, like, super late at night.
That doesn't work.
So, I am Bowser in this one.
Yeah, I am Naked Shulk.
Yeah.
Naked Shulk is quite popular.
Yeah,
he's
ridiculous. We had a lot of nude Shulkage on Saturday night, but it was late, you know.
That's crazy things happen on Saturday night in Smash. It's all good. And I'm gone already.
Oh, someone just threw himself in the pit. And threw himself at me.
And James is playing Duck Hunt Dog, which I fully approve of. And by the way, my characters are probably going to be really weird, but I always play random. So I just, whatever I get, that's who I play with. And sometimes it means I perform really poorly because I get a character I don't know or I'm just really bad with.
Okay, so that's your excuse. My excuse is I've been sick all weekend. So just keep in mind, if I lose, I'm sick.
If I lose, the perk is you're going to get the opportunity to see the stage that I set up, and that's going to be good.
Can you play online with your custom stages?
You can, but that's not what I mean. I mean setting up. I actually didn't finish my my real piece of shit stage before we started.
Oh, okay. So that's a future treat.
That's a future installment of what the fuck am I doing with my life?
I only messed with the stage editor long enough to see if I could get a challenge for it, which I think I did.
Yeah, there's one.
I'm not as interested in messing around with it right now since they don't have the sharing
fucking Pokemon
functionality yet. But they said they're going to add that, so.
Oh, crap, John. Not again.
I got Smash, so baby.
John is Giga Bowser right now.
Oh, damn it.
Yep. This is a good stage to be Giga Bowser, too.
Yeah,
it's
just kind of a big flat thing. We're on the Pilot Wings stage, so there's just a big flat thing in the middle.
I accomplished nothing during that except didn't die until John went Giga Bowser, and I was very upset.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys like time better than stock? I'm a stock man.
I like coin better than anything.
Coin is ridiculous. I won that match, by the way, for those listening at home.
But I'm last, which means I get to set up the match next time. Yeah!
Don't get used to it.
There's just something weird about Shulk clapping at the end of the match, shirtless.
He's really happy.
I mean, that's how I clap.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, you guys should probably all make sure that your gamepad microphone is muted.
We haven't turned off.
Yeah,
we haven't turned off.
We have voice chat turned off.
I mean, yeah. You have to actively turn on the voice chat.
So if you haven't played the Wii U version, or you just don't know this, the person who was in last place in the last round gets to set up the next match.
This game for a couple hours online.
Took us a little while to figure that out on Saturday because it just seemed random who was getting it, and then we realized what it was.
So that's what it means when it says you can set the rules for the match.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was just reminding me, like, every few matches, and I'm like, yeah, I know, I set up the room.
No, it moves around.
Yep.
So that's why I'm
totally fine with that, now that I know what the hell it is.
Yeah, I always got that goddamn message, and now I know why.
Well, not when I was playing with Guillaume, because you won a couple matches, and Karen won a couple matches, so...
It was mostly that Fabian character.
You should tell Karen, by the way. I think she's totally respectable at Smash.
Oh, we're both just mashing the stick and the buttons.
You're playing Smash. That's what he said.
Good point.
Hold on. I'm just setting up my items right now. It's fine.
We were playing with someone named Fabian, and I think he was easily the best player. For me, it's, as always, it's kind of round to round because some stages I just do terribly on, and... with random characters.
Is that everything I want? No, I want that one too.
I try to do the best I can with whatever I get.
Okay.
You're just playing with the hand you were dealt, Johnny. I can respect that.
Well, you know, I've probably mentioned this a few times on the show, but...
I see. Rules have changed.
Rules have changed.
So there's a few advantages to doing random, which I started doing this on Melee with my friend Taylor, because we played for like 2-3 hours every single day after school, mm-hmm. after we got out of class at Auburn. And, you know, after a while, if you just play with the same one or two characters, it starts to get old, especially with just one-on-one.
So right? It's the Battle of the Pinks.
Jigglypuff versus Kirby.
Because I've turned gravity off, I've turned smashing to 2X, so it's just...
Oh, what's going on?
It would have been nice if it told us that.
Nope, you gotta figure it out on your own.
Oh!
And the item switch is all explosives, yep. by the way.
Oh, nice.
This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, that's good.
We got them dollar bills.
Not for long, because something's gonna blow up and kill you.
But yeah, I mean, random does a really nice job of keeping the game fresh. And one of the side effects we learned is, number one, it helps you get into matches a lot faster because you don't have to worry about going through those screens. You just always keep it on the question mark and you just
right.
mash the start button and you're playing. And the other thing is, over time, and I have not played this Smash Brothers nearly enough for this to really take hold, but over time... I think it makes you better at the game overall because you learn to be good. You learn to at least be decent with every character.
Yeah, right? And you learn what the other characters are capable of. Yeah,
exactly. So there's characters that I will always be terrible with. They just don't jive with my playstyle or my skills. So many coins. But I've played with them enough that at least I kind of get what they're about.
Sure. Right?
I've seen how my friend handles them, and you know when I play as them, and vice versa. So,
did we just smash each other out?
Oh. Everybody just got smashed out at that point.
Everybody
I've got
fucked.
The golden hammer. So, so yeah, this experiment fucked. We're doing here is going to be the challenge
I'm
for
out
us
here.
Over,
I'm out here.
Over the next hour or so. The challenge is going to be to talk about the game in a way that's fun for people watching the video version. Oh, so it's like live commentary.
Yeah,
but so, also works as an audio only podcast.
The stage we've been playing. So I set this up. It's a 4-minute
nice,
coin match. But I've turned the smash
eat
effect
it.
Up
eat
to
it,
2X,
bastards.
Which means essentially anything that hits you sends you flying out of the stage. But right. I've also gone ahead and just changed the item switch to everything that blows up and causes chaos. And on high. So basically, you can't even be in the stage without the risk of something spawning on and killing you.
Right.
Like that nuclear bomb I just threw.
Yeah, it's essentially the opposite of tourney rules.
I want to pick your brains about Smash Brothers, because this is the first time some of us have really played each other. I've played John and James probably briefly at E3 once or twice. But,
I mean, we played during 400.
Not much, but yeah, we played some Brawl, and we talked about that, but, specifically about this new game, you know, we're playing with
no,
items.
No, you're not going to get me, you bastard. No!
Hold on, I'm just going to screw everybody up right now. There we go.
Why did I run right
into
that?
Right into the nuke.
Right now we're on the punch-out stage, and the coins seem to be sort of gathering in certain locations.
Yeah.
Well, because
I really
basically,
like this
if
stage.
You're in the
it's
middle
really
of the stage right now, you die. I
yep.
mean, that's...
Yeah.
Sure.
With all the explosions, yeah.
and the summoned assist trophies in Pokemon.
Yeah.
And,
well, I had a question about items. I want to poll you guys. What item, when it shows up on the stage, you have, like, severe lust for it? Like, you've got to go get that item right now.
Oh, the hammer.
The
hammer. Yeah, the
hammer.
Instant death. You ain't coming out of that one.
Like, this is the best part of being Jigglypuff right now, is I can avoid the hammer.
Yep.
Hmm.
But the home
I
run bat,
like,
oh yeah,
the home run bat is also amazing.
Yeah, the bat is really good. The hammer,
up.
I feel like it, you know, because it locks you into that animation. Once you start using it, it can make you vulnerable in a lot of situations. Especially, you know, over time, you can learn how to kind of deal with
John,
somebody.
Come here. John, come here.
And I don't think I've ever played against people who are good enough.
I was just sitting over there hoarding coins too.
So I just bullet bill John straight to hell.
Yeah. And he took all
for
my
me,
coins. I was actually in first place at that time, too.
It was the Metroid at the last second.
Yep.
For me, the it's the assist trophies. When I see that rainbow-colored, you know, jar that looks like it might have a fetus inside, I have to go for it. Because there's no telling. A lot of them are so powerful, you know. And their Pokeballs are the same way, but the Pokeballs are so much smaller and they're not as enticing visually, I think, when they show up.
So I think before you progress on in the future, we just need to look at these kills and KOs. Because right now mine looks just stupid. We had a match on Saturday that there were so many kills and KOs because of the dumbass rule set we were playing with. It just gave numbers. It just said KOs, X28.
Yeah, it actually just stopped.
Falls, X60.
Oh, I got Bowser Jr. in it. He's an interesting character. I think I like him, but I haven't played a ton with him.
All right, so John, you've got control, so...
I do.
Everyone pray for us.
Yep. Let's see what we're going to do here.
The thing I don't really get with Bowser Jr. is the little Mecha Koopa toy. It doesn't seem that useful to me.
I mean, it blows up.
Eventually?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't really... Can you control when it blows up?
I don't know. No. I think something hits it, it blows up, though. So it's one of those, It's one of those like, bait the ground kind of things.
It's a chaos engine. Yeah.
It's kind of like the Duck Hunt's attacks. Because some of them are just, you know... I'm going to do something really dumb and set this thing up, and maybe I get somebody, or maybe it hits me, but...
Well, that's another one I haven't used that much, because you unlock these characters so late in the 3DS version, and it was like right before I kind of got tired of playing that one.
Yeah, I mean, I unlocked all the characters within 24 hours of having the game.
What's going on here, John?
Hold on, man.
Are you still ruling?
Yes, I am ruling.
Oh, okay. It says you're choosing fighter, but...
Yeah,
no, I'm not. I'm doing item switches.
Okay. Ooh, it's a downward drill. Watch out.
Thank you, Wii Fit Trainer.
What do you guys think
Is it that
decision?
You're having to... Are you undoing all the damage that James did, or are you just...
Oh, no,
really,
I have my own. I have my own stuff set.
Oh, no, why'd you turn on customized fighters, John?
I don't know. I think somebody else must be changing this stuff, because I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how that happened.
I'm not doing that.
Damn it. I had just picked the customized fighter, too.
Well, then you must be able to make changes.
Come on. Let's play.
Yeah, the reason I say we should hurry up on that stuff a little
bit,
because...
Dude, I'm done.
Sure, dude.
Stop bitching. I'm done.
I'm not bitching about
there
you
specifically.
I'm just
saying. I get
saying,
it. I get it.
Yeah, I mean,
I totally understand this that this is an hour long and we're trying to hurry it up. I totally get it.
Yeah, this is such... The fact that he lets you make this without them being able to see what they're doing. Like, it's part of the chaos engine. And I just keep picking 75 meters and eventually I'm going to get my way. And then you all are going to have to deal with 75 meters the stage. And why are we on 2X again?
Why did someone get launched in the first 5 seconds?
Because we're still on 2X.
You
got
to love it, baby. 2X, it's the way to go.
Wow, that blue shell is really hounding me.
I just smashed Luma.
It's basically 2X and all explosive stuff to throw.
Yeah, Rosaline is kind of like the Ice Climbers, isn't she? Like, if you kill her she's pretty useless.
Right. So why is she possible in this game, but not Ice Climbers? I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the animation for Luma is so much simpler.
Oh, it's way simpler.
And it's, you know, the physics are not, it's not attached to her in the same crazy elastic way that the Ice Climbers are attached to each other. Right. It is nice, though. I mean, if you can set it up right, you can throw it on the other side of the level and just have it wail on somebody before they even realize it. Oh, no.
You never had a chance to get that smash ball.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, John. How do you keep getting these?
It's pure skill, baby. Pure
pity.
Skill.
Fuck. The game feels pity.
Whoa.
Hey, John. Why are you invincible during that animation? That sucks.
Final smash to me. Well, I think most final smashes, the person who used it is invincible. Right. Not all, but most. I find the final smashes are one of the hardest things for me to remember.
Oh,
about,
man. Just straight took me
characters.
Out.
I baited the blue shell that was following me into somebody else mid-flight.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that you could do that. That's a good tactic for... Damn, John.
Yeah.
I can't even tell when I'm dead.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man.
I got an item.
Finally got a kill.
Now, what stage is this?
Oh boy.
Bridge of Elendil.
This is, This one was in Brawl as well.
Yeah, this one's okay.
I like it. I want more chaos.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, and I'm not a huge fan of the bridge going out.
Why are we getting so many freaking Olimar rockets?
Oh my god!
So the one, it's boring, but the one part of the level that's not boring is the part you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's right. It's okay. The thing is, the problem I have with it is it leads to too many inadvertent kills, you know? I'd rather have kills come from other people than the environment, personally.
I'm of two minds on that. I think there's a good balance in between, you know? Like, a few level kills I'm totally fine with. I don't want to feel like I have to pay more attention to the level than I do the characters.
I agree, and that's kind of how I feel here.
Like, yeah. This one feels like relatively manageable compared to a lot of the others, I feel like. But
see, I mean, it depends though, because ones
subjective.
Ones that do chaos for chaos sake, I can sort of deal with their immanageability. Because you're just like, okay, this is how the stage is supposed to be.
You're looking at something just going nuts all the time because that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites from Melee was Big Blue.
I am the greatest.
Which is a little bit like the spirit tracks in 3DS. But I wanted to ask you guys about...
Plus 8! Holy shit!
Is this my turn to... Nope.
It'll tell
you. I really
you.
Need to be doing a little worse.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you an incentive to tank.
Yeah, I guess so. But I wanted to ask you guys about the level selection... Especially in the Wii U game, since we haven't really talked about that. And I didn't.
Sure.
I wasn't really following it before the game came out, so I was surprised by some of the stages. Not entirely in a good way. Now, I think some of the really cool ones I haven't unlocked yet in my copy, but like Pac-Land, I'm interested in. I've played it once online, but I don't have my own of that in the game.
It's such a weird
PictoChat, I don't have yet.
Right. So Pac-Land, if you haven't seen it, is essentially you're just playing the game Pac-Land.
It looks amazing. Yep. I love the style of it.
But it's just so random because it constantly scrolls, and then there's this part at the end, and you're dealing with fairies. It's weird.
Yeah.
You agree, John?
Yeah. Well, you fall off that stage a lot. It's really? The thing is you have to, because there's one part especially like near the end of it.
Come on, 75 meters.
It scrolls to the right and it scrolls to the left. Yeah! Oh, 75 meters.
This stage.
This is the worst stage in Smash Brothers history.
It is.
I think I like it more in this game than I did in Brawl, though. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the feel of the characters is better, maybe.
I'm hanging on the edge of tomorrow.
What?
I'm playing as Sonic. The worst character in Smash Brothers history. On the worst stage in Smash Brothers history.
I don't think Sonic is the worst character.
No, Sonic is a terrible character. It has nothing to do with his appearance
He's
in
hard
Smash.
To use.
No, like I said, it has nothing to do with Smash. He is just a terrible character.
Oh, you just hate Sonic in general. I get it.
Because I have taste, yes.
Oh, I like that. Olimar now is, gets a lift from the flying Pikmin.
Yeah, his recovery move is way improved in this game. For sure.
But it's based on how many Pikmin you're carrying. So if you have a lot of Pikmin...
As it should be.
If you have a lot of Pikmin, you don't go as far because they have to carry them all.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that.
So it disincentivizes you carrying around lots of Pikmin.
But in general, with the stage selection on here, I guess my reaction to when I started to see the list, especially like the stages that are available in the beginning, is that there's a lot of retro like bring back stages. Like
there are.
I feel like more than in Melee or Brawl, which makes sense because there are more to choose from now that this is the fourth.
I would have liked more...
Really, the fifth Smash Brothers game.
I would have liked more wacky stages, I gotta say.
It feels like almost to the level of like Mario Kart, you know, where half the stages now are retro stages in these recent Mario Karts.
Right.
And, like, were there that many people who really wanted 75 meters to come back? I mean...
I did. I'm so
I would
happy.
Guess this is one of the least popular stages from Brawl.
That's why it's here.
There are some good Brawl stages, but this is not really
This
one
is
of
the
them.
Best one, yeah.
I didn't even remember it from Brawl. I don't think I unlocked it.
It was the last one to unlock, I think.
Yeah, I probably did
definitely
not.
One of the hardest
to
get.
I'm just breakdancing over here. It's fine.
I'm trying to get to you, but Donkey Kong hurts you if you touch him, so he's... Oh,
yes, he does.
once he starts throwing the springs too, you better watch out. Killer. Much like in the original Donkey Kong.
So when we were playing this on Saturday, like I had never played 75 meters, at least not in this game, and was just standing over here safe. And then John's like, you need to move, and then the spring showed up.
It's like, yeah, you need to watch out for those. Because I'd already gotten killed three times in a row.
I don't feel like I'm dealing any damage to anyone.
Like that, I just
speak
got
of the devil.
Sup, Springs?
You just got sprung. Like a Ubisoft game. You just got sprung, James.
Yep. Oh, God.
I'm just kicking the Pikmin away.
So what do you guys think are the best new levels in this one?
I mean, the Wario stage is kind of funny.
I like that one. It's not as gimmicky as I thought it might be. You know,
I would have actually preferred it to be a little bit. I mean, I love the WarioWare stage in Smash Brothers Brawl.
Yeah, this one, the gamer stage from Game & Wario, is I think a lot more subdued than the WarioWare stage.
Yoshi takes it.
I like the fact that the implication is in that game was
yep.
If you don't do anything, is the only way you survive. Is like you have to do stuff in the game to survive.
That was a close match.
Yeah, I mean, considering I stood there and broke dance most of the match, I did all right.
I'm known as the king of 75 meters, FYI.
Considering this is a little this is a little bit of a higher level conversation than I'm used to having while I play Smash Brothers at the same time.
By the way, I was actually playing as Shadow the Hedgehog there, the real best character in all of Smash Brothers.
It just looked like a purple Sonic to me.
I know, that's the best you can do.
Yeah.
So I'm in charge again because I did terrible because I stood there and broke dance. We're still on the 2X. We're still on the 2X.
So bad with Meta Knight.
Why are we still on the 2X launch rate, John?
Why aren't we?
You know what? You're right. We're gonna stick to it.
This is one of the best things about this game. Everybody gets smashed.
I'm going with a much more subdued item selection this time.
James, are you throwing these matches just so you can choose the rules?
No. I just liked the video of Sonic just breakdancing in the corner doing nothing good because Sonic never does anything good.
I really am surprised that I haven't had control yet. It's not normal.
That's all right. I subjected everybody to Sonic Butt Rock on Saturday by picking Windy Hill Zone.
Here we go.
There we go.
Here we go, yo.
That's my hope. Come on, Butt Rock.
So what's the scenario, James?
Yes!
Sonic Hill Zone, or whatever.
Of course. Hill Zone. Of course.
Enjoy
oh, no,
whatever.
We're both...
We're still on 2X, but the only items are hammers.
Ooh, that's a lot of that's a lot of Game & Watch.
Yeah.
Guillaume & Watch.
The only items are...
Title episode.
Yay! The only item... We did it.
Episode
we got
title.
A title.
Jesus, I can't think. I can't think while playing.
Damn it!
This is basically just Wrecking Crew, the Smash Brothers game.
Oh, I love the Golden Hammers, though. The Golden Hammers way better than the regular. It's much harder to interrupt. Because the regular hammer, if you know what you're doing, you can definitely...
The only downside is
kill
that we're
somebody
not
even when they're.
Oh my god!
The only downside is we're not getting to enjoy this fine Sonic music.
Yeah, I love that they went authentic with it and. They put in this like stupid, you know.
Oh yeah.
Pop rock BS that Sonic games have become rather infamous for since the Dreamcast days.
We got Escape from the City.
Yeah, is that one in here?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
Live and Learn and Escape from the City are in here.
Escape from the City is like...
Oh, Live and Learn is infinitely worse, but just not as famous.
I didn't think you could reach me with that hammer up there. God damn
That's
it.
What they all say.
Hey-o!
You know, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
I should change it to 0.5, because I feel like that would have been even stupider with this arrangement. Oh, God! What is going on?
What's going on is James. This is your monster.
I am terrible bad with DDD.
Oh no!
This is my masterpiece,
yeah, man.
I'm really awful with him too, John. I'm not really bad with Meta Knight, but hey,
so
in this time I don't even have to use his moves. I can just hammer.
One thing
everything.
You may not have noticed is that there are also Kukos in the stage.
Right.
I have not yet, although because, that seems like it would interact well with the hammers.
Because they've been getting hammered everywhere and instantly disappear.
But they don't start attacking?
No, because
no, they
we're
do.
Hammered.
They have.
Yeah,
you have to attack.
You just
them
didn't
to
notice
them to
it.
Attack you.
there's just too much chaos for anybody to notice that they're going on.
Cuckoos are really peaceful until you fuck with them. Then, then they call their cuckoo friends and they have a little cuckoo party in your face.
I came in
plus 13. Not only did I win, I destroyed.
Plus 13 and I got second with minus 4. This is the dumbest.
That's beautiful. All right.
Like, the item switch really gives you the opportunity to craft the match you're looking for.
Let me scroll through here. I'm still going to do random on my stage, but Who's setting up this time?
I am.
Oh, well, Guillaume, welcome to the party, buddy.
Yeah. I've gotten two of my dumb stages in a row, so I'm actually going to do one that I like.
I think Jungle Hijinks is really good among the new stages. I like the multi-tier setup there.
I will say, while I like the musical choices they made for Gower Plains, I actually feel like that's not the best choice for that to represent that series.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, and the stage itself is okay. I mean, I do like the metal face shows up.
Yeah,
I like him.
I would have rather they'd done like one inside the Makanas.
Okay, yeah, so I that'd think. Be good.
But okay, I understand.
I think
that,
I did everything
or,
right.
Or the hand. The hand is what the arm on the ground. That's my favorite part of that game.
I mean, I understand that Gower Plains is the iconic moment where you walk out and realize, oh my god, this game is enormous.
Yeah, but the stage is not a great visual representation of that moment, I feel like.
I mean, you could have used, like, the waterfall that you come across in the jungle. Like, that's the moment where you go, oh my god, this game.
Yeah. It's like, I want to go to there.
Oh, look at this garbage.
And then you do. Did you turn off items?
No, there are items.
Okay.
But you picked Final Destination, and that is...
I'm worried about your soul there for a minute.
Yeah. Well, it really is the only way to play, though. I mean, from what I hear... if you're a purist, if you really just want to boil it down to its core elements, the essence of Smash, Final Destination,
items. I think actually James is the purest Smash Brothers. He's too pure for my taste, but he definitely gets the spirit of it, for sure. Mm.
It's all about...
We should have seen an item by now. Maybe I messed up. I'm sorry.
It's all about the hammers.
There should be cuckoos.
Up, right, Gee? You messed
no,
up.
No, seriously. There should be cuckoos somewhere at some point.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, my next plan was high items, only cuckoos. But they,
I love that the,
come on.
They have may the name
be on their
here.
Own. They may That's... be on their own spawn, though. Like we tried all items on high for Final Smash Balls, and... We found that they're on their own spawn cycle, so they don't have to show up.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
God damn it.
Because our hope was that there'd be like 30 Smash Balls just floating around and just chaos would happen.
You can't do that. Right. Probably the game engine is probably thanking Sakurai for that.
Yeah. Well, so we ran into a situation where during one match, 3 Jigglypuffs got the Smash Ball.
What? Not at the same time.
No. But like in
but
a row.
In a row, yeah.
And Jigglypuff's final smash.
Did they change it?
I don't remember what
it's
it was.
It's still just the giant Jigglypuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I would be really sad if they changed. Some of them, I'm like Luigi's, I'm so thankful that they changed it. I should say fixed it. But Jigglypuff's is glorious, and I'd be very sad if they took
it. The best part, though, is that now, like, the face, the face that it makes afterwards.
Does he like light a cigarette or what?
No. It flattens out, and like the face, like the whole Jigglypuff flattens out while it deflates, including its face.
I see.
So you
James
end up with,
is over 200%. I want to let everybody know.
Is it
no one's attacking him but me.
Is it low smash rate?
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
I figured, because I've landed some hits that should have been KOs and nothing.
This is going to be a low-scoring match. Maybe sudden death, huh?
Palutena doesn't actually have any real heft to her hits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's hard to knock people out with. She's like Meta Knight. She's one of those that I have a really hard time ever scoring a kill with.
Especially hard when it's at like 0.5 smash.
Right.
Oh, well, I was trying something. I usually always play by the rules. And when
that.
I don't,
I was about
apparently...
to get knocked out. Yeah, I actually... I mean, I appreciate the effort here, because that means we end up with a game that's Silly. And I like silly. I warped out of there because I knew I was going to get smashed if you hit me.
Oh, Palutena.
You asshole.
Second place.
I'm last. There you go.
Yeah, she's one of those characters that I can really only do well with if I customize her.
How come we're getting rewards when we're playing against friends, but when we're, I wasn't getting anything when I was winning against strangers?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a good question.
I got launched 941 feet at one point and recovered.
Ooh, my max launch speed was 67 miles per hour.
I got over 80 because I was at 270%. Her teleport, though, is actually really useful. It really protects you when you get launched pretty far.
Let's see. I'm still looking. And there's a few levels I haven't unlocked yet. Woolly World I kind of like, actually, and I like the music a lot. That's interesting because that's a stage from a game that's not out yet.
Yep.
Featuring music from the game that's also not out yet.
I need I need two more to get all the stages. Unlocking in the Wii U one is apparently deliberately much easier than the 3DS one.
Really? It feels to me like it's going slower.
I mean, I had all the characters within 24 hours.
Yeah, there's some of these where I'm like, did we need two different Animal Crossing stages that are kind of the same basic shape?
Oh no, we're in coin mode. Oh, who's picking right now?
Why are there two different versions of Mario Circuit? One from only the previous generation.
Why is Dark Pit in the game?
Right. Yeah, fair enough. They're basically two Pilot Wings levels because you've got Woohoo Island.
But the Woohoo Island one, I mean, you get...
It's good.
Yeah.
Some of these I find really strange. But anyway.
So John and I had some really good Pac-Man matches on Saturday.
I don't even know which character I'm... Oh, Mega Man. Nice.
And by really good, I mean some really stupid Pac-Man matches.
Oh, yeah.
Pac-Man is actually probably my favorite new character to play as.
Yeah, he's good. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed him.
I think he's... The Fire Hydrant might be my single favorite Smash Brothers move of all time.
It's completely
ridiculous. What's the idea behind a Fire Hydrant? Like, is it from a Pac-Man?
I think it's from Pac-Land. But yeah, it's just to drop a Fire Hydrant on top of somebody's head I don't think there's anything more satisfying. It's the new... like Young Link down thrust, you know, Chun-Li head bopper move to me.
Give me your coins! Damn it. I almost baseball batted John in the head. Just dropped a... So we at one point we had three Sonics and somebody got a Shadow Assist trophy and we were playing Windy Hill Zone with Butt Rock and I thought, oh god, I've crossed into the Negaverse where Smash Bros. Is a terrible game. I'm like, at this point, Sega should probably pay me harm.
Oh, there we go.
I was riding that Pokemon for a minute.
Yeah,
I've never
some
seen
of them,
that.
Yeah, there's a couple you can stand on if they're yours.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
So while you're doing this, all the coins
Mega
from...
Mega Man, unite.
All the coins from you killing them just splashed onto the platform I was just standing on.
Well, screw you then, buddy. Whoa. Is that a Pokemon effect? The giant icicle?
No, it might be Kamek. Like, in this stage, stuff keeps happening because of magic.
Yeah, Kamek's out doing dumb magic.
That makes sense.
Right. Does it?
Well, yeah. Sure.
Think about what you're
Smash
saying.
Brothers sense.
Does it? Does it, Johnny?
God, Majora. Oh, shit.
Guillaume drops the mic and walks away.
Well, that's not Majora, it's Skull Kid.
What the
Well, the mask.
Anyone left?
Yeah, what does that do?
Everyone goes invisible.
Oh.
No kidding.
Yep.
Unfortunately, okay,
there's the giant beanstalk, which that could be from Kirby's Epic Yarn. Actually.
Come on.
It's more canon.
Oh, no.
Yay.
The gust bellows are amazing. They're so powerful.
Yeah, they're way better than the game they were in.
Is that from...
I will give it to Pit. That guy does have some survivability.
Oh, yeah, that's from Skyward Sword. I thought Twilight Princess at first.
Oh, my good
Wow.
And they're useless.
Someone just snowplowed the entire freaking...
Use them in like three rooms and that's it.
I think Skyward Sword is a game I really want to go back to that. Someday and like kind of revisit.
Damn it.
But I think I'm going to wait for...
Man.
Oh. I think I'm going to wait for like an HD remake one day with Skyward Sword.
I mean, we were pretty negative about it when it came out.
No, I wasn't. There are things that I really
hate
about.
I mean, for a Zelda game, we were pretty negative about it.
Yeah.
I still haven't really played most of it.
I think the problem with Skyward Sword is it took so long for it to come out after Twilight Princess, and it really had a lot of the same problems.
Yeah, I mean, it felt so familiar to me. It's just...
I mean, to me, that's funny, because to me, it didn't feel like a Zelda game. It just felt like here's a bunch of interconnected areas, not a world.
Right, yeah. Which, you know, Twilight Princess, the world was too small, I think, but it's still, on the whole, you know, it felt like Hyrule Field. It just... And there were moments, like, exploring the world that I felt Twilight Princess really knocked out of the park. It's mostly a lot of the story stuff in Twilight Princess I thought was really bad.
I mean, there was there is... The area where you control the flow of time localized in Skyward Sword is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's an awesome area, yeah. When you have those bubbles of like, time travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks incredible, too. It's a great presentation of that idea, and you start to understand it really quickly.
Especially when you see, like, this area, because that game's set in the far past of all the other Zelda games, like, way in the past.
Right. Because they can never go forward. They always have to go backward for something.
No, they did. Wind Waker's forward.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And some of that stuff is my favorite stuff about Wind Waker, actually. The way it ties in.
Yeah. Majora, obviously, is
surprising.
Forward.
Yeah, Majora's forward in a very discontinuous way. Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, Majora's technically in the past of part of Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, but the character in that game has already had the experience of Ocarina of Time.
True, although, it just doesn't make any difference to anything you do. And also, you're in a world where no one knows about Hyrule,
right.
So no one even makes reference to that stuff. The cool thing about Wind Waker is it actually has references to things that happened in Ocarina. And and you'd never seen that before, really. Not much. I guess a little bit of Link to the Past, but not that much.
This match is 15 stock, all hammers.
And we're on.
Great.
15 stock.
You piece of garbage.
Yeah,
already it's just chaos.
It could go quickly. Yeah. It could go
and
quickly.
We're on the Mega
we'll
Man stage.
Yeah.
Mm. We're on Dr. Wily's stage.
Oh, there's another
hammer. So my plan
Yellow
was
Devil's
to just stay away.
Come
house,
on, baby. There you go.
There's
Oh, no. Oh, God. The Yellow Devil's here.
This one's going to end quickly, I think.
You didn't turn
James picked up a hammer and killed me just as my hammer was ending. Like, the same moment. The very same.
John, you didn't by chance turn on low gravity, did you?
Yeah, I did. I forgot to mention that.
Just forgot
to
mention that.
It's 2.0 launch. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I killed the Yellow Devil. I forgot
you
the other
knocked
one was
off,
when you kill it.
Oh my god.
No. If you get knocked off while you have a hammer, you're screwed. Because you can't use any of your double jumps or recovery moves.
Basically what happens is, you die, you're invincible, you get a hammer, other people respawn that you killed with your hammer, they're invincible, they get a hammer, and kill you. It's attrition. This whole level
you.
Is attrition.
Yeah. Oh.
Fucking John.
Oh no!
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I got the last hammer. Fuck you, Johnny.
Basically.
Oh, I got one. Just about to get that hammer.
I wonder how does it choose like which hammer wins that battle when you have one hammer against another.
I think it's the animation. Who happens to be on the downstrike first?
Mm. Just pure timing then.
Yeah. Also, I just killed the Yellow Devil again with the golden hammer, and it's causing a giant nuclear explosion.
Oh. James and I are the Hammer Brothers right now.
I got four men left, that's it.
So yeah, I think, I mean, you know, the villager is obviously really good. I think we knew that as of the demo.
Why did I pick Donkey Kong for this? This is the worst state. This is the worst possible circumstances. I didn't even think about it, honestly. This is like the worst. I can't avoid anything. It's just Donkey Kong getting killed.
Like you know, like a fast character like Diddy or Fox would be good here.
I just want
as good as Diddy is for anything.
There you go. Come on.
I might recover from this.
Come on.
Aha.
No, I got nothing. I'm done. I'm out.
I was trying to edge guard Johnny out.
Man.
Oh, I got saved by that platform.
This is stock, so there will only be one winner.
Our two hammers hit right in the middle.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
And they bounced off each other.
You killed my golden hammer with your golden hammer.
Well, yeah, because you were facing the wrong way.
If it's 4-4-4 now between all you guys.
I'm just going to go.
Who's going to...
Or you're already out, John?
Yeah, I'm already out. Well, I couldn't avoid anything.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. This is a good setup here.
So what's funny is the... If the two hammers hit directly,
the yellow devil takes out everybody. Everyone's on the right hand side trying to take each other out with hammers, and the yellow devil just comes out and kills everyone. That was amazing.
Oh no.
Falco on the last legs. It's gonna be Wario. Looks like it's gonna be Wario.
Uh-oh.
Come on, yellow devil, blow him up for me.
Oh, Gee's gone.
No!
Gee's gone.
God damn it.
That's James versus Johnny.
Come here, Johnny. Come here.
Oh, Johnny's trying to avoid him. Oh!
Well played.
So that James match is the winner.
So this is way more customizable than
Wario.
Than anything in like Little Big Planet, because we just made a whole game out of this.
Yep.
We made a brand new game. Just a couple menu sliders. We made Hammer Brothers the game. You could sell this.
Also, the jumping is better in Smash Brothers.
Oh, it's true. All right, I'm looking at Gee's falls and KOs, and it's amazing.
I still haven't gotten to set the rules, so I guess I should take that as a compliment.
It's just like a big parade of heads.
Yep.
Falco, right, Punch!
I haven't done a comedy play in a while, so let's pick a different comedy character.
Falco, Punch!
They're all comedy characters, if you
play
them right.
Yeah, but there are some that are funnier than others.
What do you guys think? New characters... Some of you didn't even actually. Did anybody really play the 3DS game other than me?
No.
Nope.
I don't even own it.
Crazy. Me neither.
I enjoyed my time with it, but I will not be playing it very often now that this is out. The Wii U version, like within the first 30 minutes, I knew that I liked this one better. It feels better. It sounds better. The presentation is just remarkably better, because you know when you turn on the Wii U game, the first thing you see is a wacky ass movie with all the characters,
which
is a hallmark of Smash Brothers. And the 3DS one doesn't have that. It just turns on and you're in menus, and it really is lacking some of the magic of the presentation that we've come to expect from Smash Brothers.
I didn't
know how much I missed it until I turned on the Wii U game. It's like, oh, this is what I like about
this.
All right. This one is only 3 minutes long, but it is only the slow-mo watch and bunny ears.
Ooh.
That's it. Okay. That's all we got. On 75 meters.
So we're going to do a real quick roll call.
I haven't actually seen any of these. Oh,
I'm playing as Rob because I think I'm the only person who's unlocked.
Also, I don't know that I really want a bunny hood when I'm playing Captain Falcon, but...
No, you don't.
I just wanted to give the people the option.
I have not seen any stopwatches yet, though.
Also, I forgot to mention, I'm also god-awful at Rob.
There's one. Found one.
There you go.
And it only slowed me down.
Wait, no. That's awesome.
Slowed me down.
Give me those bunny ears. God damn it.
The watches are like mushrooms. There's a chance that it will do the opposite of what you really want it to do. And I guess the lightning bolts are like that, too.
Those bunny ears. Oh, and there's a stopwatch.
Oh, no.
Nice stopwatch.
Come on, Cap.
Oh, no. I wanted the bunny ears. The bunny ears led to my death.
That at some point during slow-mo flight,
that's a lesson for the kids. Never go after
the
bunny ears.
This is like the Matrix.
Yeah, never ever do it. The bunny ears, they're the kiss of death. Oh, I'm getting hit by... I want the bunny ears, though, so badly. Oh, God. I must have them.
If you're playing Bowser or Ganondorf, the bunny ears are amazing.
Bunny ears with Greninja. Feeling it. Oh, my God. Look at this. It's ridiculous. Look at how fast I am. Look at this.
It's like that's how Sonic is all the time.
So we ran into a situation when we were playing with Greninja where somebody had the bunny hood on and then jumped, and I managed to jump out of the stage. I just jump into oblivion. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Come here, John. Come here, John.
So the game clock does not slow down. No. This slow motion.
Look at everybody just going slow mo. That's amazing.
I was trying to shoot John with the laser, but
there's one more.
The fireballs saved him.
Yep.
Oh, this is beautiful.
We got more. Give me this other one here. Rob the robot.
This
so
would be
great.
A good one for the stream. You could really go back and analyze this match.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm analyzing it in real time. What are you talking about?
Right here is what James' heart broke.
One thing I really appreciate about Smash Brothers, and it makes it such a good spectator game, is that you can have it show these names on top of everybody.
Oh yeah,
and that is going to be tremendously helpful to people who are watching this after the fact or live. I guess I don't know how many people are really watching this right now, but
this is. I mean, so when we were playing on Saturday, one of the rule sets we set up.
Lost myself there.
NWR staffer Addison Webb just happened across our match. And all I got afterwards was just, oh, you troll. Because you can't do this. You can say two level 9 Jigglypuffs versus everybody.
Yeah, we did Jigglypuff as CPU.
Yeah.
Level 9.
Some people think if you just pick Onette, you're trolling. You know, like there's so many different levels of tolerance for that stuff in Smash Brothers.
Well, the best
part.
Yeah,
finally.
Why does he got his teeth out like that? It's kind of
because he's
looking.
Captain Falcon.
The best part of Jigglypuff level 9s is that like they will kill anything in their path to get to the Smash Ball. So they're just popping it off as much as they can.
Yeah.
But we'd also put it to low Smash, and if you can't smash Jigglypuff out, it's never going away, ever.
Jigglypuff is, we used to call him the assassin, Taylor and I, because we both got really good in Melee at the timing on his rest move.
Oh, yeah.
And we would have other people come over, and we would pick Jigglypuff, and they'd be like, oh, man, what's wrong with you? And then we would just ream them out. I mean, it was gross.
Yeah.
Because she's so mobile, and if you the timing is tough on that move, but if you really practice it, he's ridiculous.
Yeah, we had a little bit of that. What would happen is, because there were three Jigglypuffs, I was also puffing at that moment. Essentially, anybody else in the match was constantly being put to sleep. It was amazing. I'm playing as the character that should be in Smash Brothers now.
Which Sonic the Hedgehog incarnation is that, James?
Oh, Blaze.
Of course. Blaze. There you are.
Blaze, is that
I knew it was something.
Yeah, there is a Blaze.
Pretty much whenever you say something like that about Smash.
I'm a big Charmy the Bee fan.
Yeah, it's like this time.
Oh, there we go.
I'm playing as Big the Cat.
Oh, nice.
Which
We've
one's
got
the Gecko? Do you remember the Gecko?
Well, Luigi.
I'm sure there is.
Heroes. Sonic Heroes, by the way, James, is a fantastic Kusoge for your next... gift giving adventures.
But that's not even the worst Smash Brothers. That's not even the worst Sonic game on that system.
On GameCube? I think Heroes is probably the worst.
No, Shadow the Hedgehog. Shadow the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that exists. That,
I guess I don't really consider that a Sonic game, but that's fair.
Oh my god, Shadow the Hedgehog.
It also introduced
us
to the plot where everything just sounds like if you retake. Oh yeah. If you take it out of context, everything sounds super racist in that game's plot.
Mm, yeah.
To the point where, like, did your scriptwriters actually review this with anybody before you had the voice actors record it?
So Shadow the Hedgehog was a popular topic in the early days of this podcast when Evan Birchfield was co-hosting, because he reviewed that game and he talked about it quite a bit. And I'll say, if you don't have any interest in going back to listen to the old episodes, you should at least go read the review on our site.
Finally, I get taken out.
NintendoWorldReport.com, because it is some of the things. I mean, and some of it's just him stating facts about that game. And
it sounds like
they're
he's
hard
drawing.
To believe.
it's such. Why is everything a legendary?
Because they're all Master Balls.
What?
Oh, this is so hard. So we're upside down right now. It's one
okay,
of the Pokemon
is this,
effects.
Is this because... Oh, okay, it's the Pokemon. It's not
yeah,
the stage.
It's yeah, very... It's, all the controls are reversed, and it's very, very difficult.
It's ridiculous.
It's Palkia.
Yeah, sure.
Sure it is, James.
Well, look, Fuck you. That's the one on the cover of Explorers of Darkness.
Oh. Oh, now I know why you know it.
Yeah.
So we're on the gamer stage, and I think my favorite thing about this stage is that unlike the, you know, the problem with the WarioWare stage is that the effects of that stage are kind of very indirect. It gives you some challenge, and then, you know, you do it or not do it. Most of the time, you don't do it.
Come on.
And then a few seconds later, a power-up comes out or something, you know, based on who did the best. And in this level, it's much more direct. It's when the mom comes out and you see the shadows.
Amethyst is not dumb, by the way.
If you're
there
in
goes.
The light, her gaze comes out like a laser beam, and it just destroys you immediately. And I think
satisfying. There's also like decoys,
right? But the beam comes out kind of slowly, right? Like
you can see it coming. Yeah.
Yeah. You can avoid it.
It's nicely done. I think it's a really great implementation of the.
So
idea.
I gotta say, I really like Ambisnow in this game, that Pokemon that I summoned because
it's Obama Snow. Like Abomination or...
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're
Abominable
right.
Snowman.
I just like that he hangs around forever. Yeah. He's here for like 20 seconds just doing nothing.
When you say Obama Snow, it sounds like a political thing, but that's just his name.
Who's... All right, who summoned literally God?
I don't know, but Starmie saved me from a KO at the end.
Boom, there you go, baby, yeah!
It wouldn't let me fall off the stage.
We were talking about this on Saturday that in... What was the first DS Pokemon games?
Pearl and Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond and Pearl, yeah.
Yeah.
They introduced the legendary that is God, the creator, and then they had to top it in X and Y. It's like, just stop. Just stop what you're doing. You just said a Pokemon created everything.
In X and Y, it was something about like a king who created... there was a king in the old days who had a Pokemon that he loved and it died and he tried to bring it back. But by doing so, he had to suck the life out of every other Pokemon and human, I think.
Great.
In the world in order to absorb enough life energy to try to bring back his pet.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you should do it.
That's so dumb.
Yay! Ganondorf says, hi there. Uh-oh. Yay!
Oh, shoot.
Thanks.
All right.
I think Ganondorf is much better in this game than he was in Brawl.
Or Melee. Well, I was surprised.
Much better than
Melee. He's powerful and he's not too slow. I don't know.
Yeah, they sped him up quite a bit.
All right, so let me go fix the items real quick.
Fix the items.
We were still on hammers only.
Okay. Nothing to fix as far as I'm concerned.
All right. I've done something a little bit different this time.
Let's see. Guys, we're probably getting close to the end of this, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Guillaume is the short stick, I think, on timing. But I have to go pretty soon, too, because I got to pack for my trip back home to Alabama for Thanksgiving.
Sweet.
So I'm really glad we were able to do this tonight because I would not have been able to do it for another week.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
So hopefully, hopefully we get the stage I want because I just picked Duck Hunt. I think that stage is really stupid.
It's cool. I like how everything you can see is the stage.
Yeah.
And everything else is you're off the stage.
But what we're doing here is a team battle with team damage on.
We got Wrecking Crew.
So team damage
my
is on, by the way.
Wait, so I'm on a team with
John.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't hurt each other.
Ah, for crying out loud.
And also,
then what's the point?
Well, because we're working together. Also, the only items are chickens, the beetle, and...
The beetle.
And what other item?
The beetle and Galaga are very similar.
Oh, Galaga. Like. Yeah, that was the beetle, Galaga, and the chicken.
And Kukos. Okay. Should be fine.
There we go. They're the Kuko reigns.
I love the Kukos.
Oh, and also we're at 2X, awesome. So the Kukos are insta-death.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it
is
was
that
funny.
A setting?
No, it's two. It's just 2x smash, so the Kukos knock you out further.
Oh shit! I jumped right into a Galaga.
Oh, I just smashed Guillaume. Oh, and the bees. I turned on the bees as well.
By the way, what is the deal with the stage? I understand the stage about as well as I understand Wrecking Crew itself, which is to say, none.
Well,
you should play it. That's
as you
fine.
Take out the bombs, the stage will collapse, or as you damage the wall.
But sometimes they don't.
It's because the wall. It's not the bombs that do it. The bombs just damage the wall.
Right.
So even if you destroy all the bombs, if the wall is still standing, it doesn't count.
How else can you attack?
Just shapes.
Oh, okay. So your regular attacks also damage the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, we're supposed to be working together here.
I know. There we go. I worked. I finished.
I can't even.
I finished
really
Johnny.
This one.
I think.
I don't even know what's going on
after the bees.
You softened them up. Not the bees.
Ah. John, I'm on your team, and you just kick the bees over to me.
I thought about just having the bees on.
Does it do damage when the floor above you falls down? It doesn't seem to.
I don't think so.
If you get caught in the barrels, though, you're stuck there.
Hmm. Oh, is that? I thought you could just hide in
no,
somewhere.
No.
That's a bad thing.
The barrel drops on you.
Okay. Yeah, John, I'm probably not helping our team very much here because I'm so distracted by the stage and all the.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not playing my best here.
Yeah,
I think
just trying to.
Oh!
I'm just trying to hold
okay,
it all together.
Okay, you can escape the beetle.
I have a cuckoo.
You can escape the beetle if you have enough room.
Yeah,
that's good to know. But Galaga, I think.
Wait,
is insta-kill.
Did you just knock the beetle back into me?
I don't know.
Maybe I did.
Oh, man.
So it's
I don't know what's going on.
It's a risk.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on either.
If you toss that little guy out.
More Galagas.
Could have dodged that, I'm sure.
Oh, how did you survive that?
I jammed on buttons, just like playing Smash always is. Oh, shit, the Galaga! No!
No, James!
I'm free!
When I charge up, everybody's like, get that guy!
So the bombs, I killed myself with bombs.
I don't even know who might have...
There's no way you could predict who won this match.
Little Mac.
Yay, awesome.
Little Mac did. There you go.
There we go. I am the best at my own corrupted version of reality.
It's not really fair because there were two of you, Little Mac and Doc Lewis.
That's true.
He's the fifth man.
We actually had a somebody playing as Robin have Crom show up with him at one point.
Really? How does... Like
at the end,
victory celebration?
Yeah, it just happened one time at random.
I wonder if Lucina might get that as well.
Maybe.
Krom. So is this going to be the last one?
What do you guys say?
I don't know, Guillaume. Let's do one more.
To you, man.
Who has selection right now?
That's what I meant. Sorry. Just the next one is the last one.
All right. Oh, I think I got Mega Man. Nope, I got Lucina.
Who has control right now?
Not me.
Not I.
Johnny, you have control.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
I was in second. Well, I guess maybe me again. Not that I really want to be in control.
We're gonna end up with that same dumb rule set again.
I have not used Lucina very much, but I'm not really a Marth player. I mean, I will play
so
as him, but I've never felt that I was all that great.
In my unlock match with Lucina, I don't know if it's based on the difficulty you were playing at when you encounter them.
I don't think it is.
But, like, she was just that, her counter move, the AI was using it mercilessly.
I'm glad we're ending on stock. That makes me happy.
You know what we should be ending on, John? Coin.
Coin.
We should end on coin. We should end on a 25-minute coin match.
I like Lucina as a character, but I do wish she had her own moves. I don't like that she just has all the same moves as Marth. They feel...
Yeah.
They have... I mean, I know they are technically different, and they have some differences in the way they deal damage, but they feel way too similar to each other.
I mean, and to that
it's
end...
Not even as different as, like, Dr. Mario, I feel like.
If they were in the position of putting clones in, you may as well have just an alternate character for Krom as well, since effectively he's the same person.
And apparently he has a model in the game. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I feel like four Fire Emblem characters is more
well, I mean,
than
you,
enough.
You could have done it like Robin, where you just pick between the two.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Robin, though, is awesome. Robin is also one of my favorite new characters. I think
well,
he,
yeah,
just,
I mean, it's,
he has a unique feel. He's powerful. He's fun to use.
Well, I mean, even in the game, the all the tacticians are super over.
Goodbye.
Great.
Oh, nice.
The tacticians are super overpowered in that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So at the end of the game, I think I had four of them.
Yeah, he's a character who should feel powerful, you know, like Ganondorf, you know, like there should be a really good punch. Whereas I think Olimar, in Brawl, they really tried to make him too weak, and just to fit in with the style of that character, and oh shit, I didn't realize the ground was missing there.
Oh, there is no ground there. All that's there is that scale.
Apparently.
Oh.
Shit.
Not good.
I fire emblemed you.
Yeah, I do like that. It's
got the hit points and everything. James, were you inside of that?
I was.
That pottery thing?
I was.
Weird.
How did you get in there?
It broke, and I stood there while it reformed.
Nice.
If you don't have the name, I think you could. I think you could conceivably disappear in there.
Yeah, you could just hide. That's interesting. Huh.
We were playing stock, which rewards cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It rewards survival.
Cowardice.
What I love about stock is that when you play stock, you don't have to worry about who gets credit for kills or things like that. You know, you don't have to worry about how do you have it set so the suicide is awarded credit or, you know, it's so pure. It's like, hey, you die or you don't.
You know what's even purer? Coin. Do you get them or you don't?
You can be a coward, but at some point, you're probably going to have to kill the next to last person if you're going to win that match. Right?
Yeah. But if you're if you've got all your lives left because you were hiding.
Well, so I will say I think stock works better for one-on-one matches because, you know, in a four-player match, you can definitely be so strategic that you're basically not even playing the game for a while.
Imagine an eight-player match.
Well, yeah. I don't have to imagine anymore. I can do it. That's, you know, I thought the eight-player was like something that would be like really cool for internet videos, but like would never really benefit me directly. But I'm really happy that they actually kind of they integrated the eight player support into the single player content.
Right.
Oh boy, did they ever!
Yeah, and that's
all over the classic mode.
Oh, and events too. You know, there's a lot of stuff, and of course you can always set up with CPUs. But even better, it's like just, you know, trying to unlock things, doing challenges. You're going to play some eight-player matches, and I appreciate that because I might otherwise not really see that stuff.
Damn it, John!
That was brilliant.
You piece of shit!
I just completely suicided with James. I just grabbed James and just do a swan dive.
What is this? I've never seen that either.
That's just
Peach's Final Smash. It puts everybody to sleep, and it makes a bunch of Peaches that give you hit points.
I've never seen it before.
Something straight out of Barbie.
Yeah, that's the same as in Brawl.
I'm expecting her to drive off in a pink Corvette.
Well, actually, in the trophies, one of
that's it. That's for me. Ah, I'm done.
Oh no!
Right. Actually, in the trophies, one of them is her carriage car from Mario Kart 8. Take your medicine.
One of her trophies should be from Super Princess Peach, like showing her moods, her mood powers.
I'm surprised there isn't one. Are you serious? Three blue shells
at the same time?
Oh, shit!
Shit.
Oh, no! I was rolling, but it caught me mid-roll.
Rolling.
And now this one's coming after. I'm clearly not in first place.
No, but I threw it, so.
Well, it's 2-2-2, yeah. So I don't really know what it's actually... What it's actually
choosing on. Oh, we're on teams?
On.
I didn't even realize we were playing teams.
Oh, I didn't realize we're on teams. No, I didn't realize that either. I completely didn't know that.
I wasn't paying attention to the colors.
Yeah.
But team damage is probably still on.
You're colorblind.
Well, the only colors, I mean, it's the names at the bottom, which I barely look at. And then you get the little shroud, the little cell shading
liner,
but it's subtle, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, my character, like Lucina, is so blue already that the little blue outline really is hardly noticeable.
Oh, I wanted it.
Oh, why would it not go after? Whatever.
I think you have to control it.
Oh, really?
Control what?
The
Kirby star.
Yeah, yeah, you can influence it left or right.
Oh God, we have the devil now.
That's a super. Mm-hmm. That's a super. Oh, creepy.
No, no.
Is that guy a Pokemon?
No, he's Devil World.
He's from Devil World. Miyamoto's weird Pac-Man clone that obviously never got released in America.
That is hysterical.
Because it's called Devil World, and it came out in the mid-80s.
But my favorite part is that he just makes the level flip.
Shit.
Come here, Johnny.
James got the star.
Come here, Johnny. Come here.
We were racing for it, and...
Oh, fuck.
And fate conspires. No. Pokeballs.
I was looking at you guys chasing each other.
Fuck!
Oh, one-on-one, baby.
Thanks.
Dr. Mario versus Lucina. Here we go. And there's a smash on the board. Smash on the board.
Oh,
and Johnny's at 100%.
Okay.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, get it, Johnny. Get it.
Doesn't look great for
come
me.
Come on.
James.
Yeah. Come on, buddy. Yeah.
Come on, you
Johnny
quack.
Johnny gets it. Johnny gets final smash.
Oh. Chasing him down.
Do it. Yeah, do it. Do it.
Shit.
Do it. Oh.
Nice.
James evades final smash.
Yes,
fuck,
he does.
Fuck. Okay.
Am I immune to this one? Okay,
ooh.
Good.
Yep.
That's my Pokemon.
Come here, Johnny. Come here. I got a drill for you. I'm a dentist now. I like that they put the banana peel in to emulate playing Melee.
Come here, little doctor.
Oh. Look out, Johnny. Oh, nice.
Watch out, James.
Get that hammer.
Oh my
there
God.
You go. Oh,
hammer. Yeah, this is not a good situation for the hammer. Catch.
Yeah, Johnny.
No, fuck you.
Oh, that was awful.
You got me with the X bomb.
Yeah, hit him with the X bomb.
See, normally the X bomb takes a minute to gestate and you can kind of get out of the way, but the hammer must have activated it mid-flight.
And of course, the bridge was out, so you couldn't get across.
Right.
Exactly.
That was a worst case scenario.
The hammer totally screwed me there.
I saw it and immediately knew what was about to happen. I was like, ha, 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 ha.
But I lasted 7 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. Mm-hmm. That was good, man.
That was a good match.
No,
that
I mean,
really
you were outnumbered
match.
There. You were down to James. James had 2 lives. Guillaume had 1, and you had 1, and you had already been hit. And you took Dr. Mario all the way down at the end.
Yep.
My max launch speed was 102 miles per hour. Jeez.
Well, okay, guys, I guess that's going to do it for this episode of Radio Free Nintendo and our fun playing Smash Brothers. But you know what? Damn fine online performance.
Yeah, that was
good.
Not really
any
good.
Problems at all. And that's 4 of us all playing online in 4 totally different locations across the continent.
Yep.
And we're running Skype at the same time to do the show.
And
so,
I imagine most of us are using Wi-Fi on the Wii U.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to – actually, it was at – the Nintendo Company store about a month ago, Billy got me in there and I bought I was going to buy Wii LAN adapters for everybody so we could do this more often. It seems like it works well without them, but
sure.
They were all out. They said they were out of stock until January, I think.
Dang.
I just ended up buying a gamepad extended battery instead. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Not even really something I needed, but I wanted to buy something that I couldn't just go to Best Buy. You know,
the experience.
I just felt like, hey, I've got the access to all these crazy accessories here that you can't buy at retail. But the one that I really wanted, they were all out. So
yeah, mine is wired. So
yeah, well, maybe you're holding it up, John, since you're hosting the room. Maybe we can thank you for the flawless performance here. But anyway, that was fantastic. I would love to do this again, guys. I think this was hella fun, whether we do a show about it or not. But
I think my favorite part here is that it makes it very easy for you to go in and change the rules real fast. Mm-hmm. And that, people can't see what you're doing, so there's kind of this surprise every time the match starts.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an interesting wrinkle that I didn't even know was in the game. All right, well, that's going to do it, guys. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with probably some listener mail and maybe some other games. Captain Toad coming out really soon. I don't know if it'll be out in time, but we'll do a show and we'll talk about as much as we can. So stick around and send us an email if you'd like, if you have any questions about Smash Brothers or share your thoughts on the game to rfn@nintendoworldreport.com. We look forward to hearing from everybody, and we hope you enjoyed this little experiment of ours.
Later.
See ya.
Bye.